Well, Conor McGregor has just suffered a major roadblock in his run for president of Ireland in this upcoming election next month, because the ruling party in Ireland has officially asked all of his party council members not to approve or vote for a independent candidate in this upcoming election. This is how the presidential elections or ballots work in Ireland. The council members, they all approve or vote for certain candidates that they want on the ballot. And, you know, it's a whole ordeal. You know, the citizens of Ireland can't just simply vote for, you know, certain candidates. Those candidates have to be approved by the council members or 20 of the sitting members of Ireland's parliament to be put on the ballot in the first place. So the ruling party has now officially asked the majority of their council members, or, you know, the sitting members of the party on those councils, to not vote for independent candidates. This has happened before. However, I do think it shows that the ruling party of Ireland is currently scared of Conor. Now, the timing is a little bit convenient because there's a poll this last weekend of, you know, from the Liberal, which is an Irish newspaper. They did a poll on Twitter of who they would vote for in this upcoming election, and Conor McGregor got almost 60% of the votes. Now, you can argue it's on X. There's probably a lot of people who voted on that weren't Irish citizens, and, you know, it's not sort of a, you know, as reliable as a poll that was simply, you know, on Irish citizens who will be voting in this upcoming election, which I would agree, but that's not nothing. That is something, and I guarantee you that the Irish ruling party, they see stuff like that, and I think they are intimidated, not by Conor McGregor alone, but also the message that he brings with him. So I'm going to talk about all this and more and what I think this truly means in terms of the Irish presidential election, but also the narrative or the belief that Irish citizens, you know, want change. And we'll be getting to that in this video. But first, please like and subscribe down below. Check out our other videos here at Right Side Media. We are a conservative media platform, but this is Out of Right Field with JP. We discuss the intersectionalities of politics and sports through a conservative lens. So, by the way, folks, I did a video months ago on Conor's when he initially announced he's running for president, and what I thought of Conor running for president of Ireland, and how what I saw during his entire UFC career makes me believe that he could be a major candidate for the Irish presidency and actually do something. If you want to go watch that video, the link is in the bio description below. We're going to get into it in this video, like I said, folks. So yes, the current sitting party, the ruling party in Ireland, has formally directed their council members to not vote for or approve independent candidates for this upcoming presidential election next month. And like I said earlier in the video, this has been done before, but specifically calling out independent candidates, I don't believe that they would do that if they weren't scared that Conor McGregor may actually have a chance to end up on the ballot. And, you know, Conor McGregor is a very polarizing figure, especially in Ireland. But he is a very bombastic. He's very, you know, his followers are really loyal to him. And that may also be the case of, you know, sitting members in the councils of Ireland. You know, there may be folks who, you know, may have certain opinions on Conor McGregor alone, but they may agree with his message, and they think that he's got the guts and the personality to actually do something about, you know, the message that they believe in. So they may be, you know, riding with Conor. And I think that may be the underlying cause as to why the ruling party issued this directive, you know, for them not to approve independent candidates for this upcoming election. And, you know, if you're a part of a certain party, you would sort of think that those party members would automatically vote for the candidate of their party to be on the ballot. But obviously not if the ruling party has to issue this directive. But let's talk about how this works exactly. I explained it earlier in the video just a little bit. But for candidates to be put on the ballot, you know, there's councils nationwide in Ireland, and those councils have to vote and approve what candidate they want on the ballot. And for a independent candidate to get on the ballot, they need four of those councils. I believe there's 291 councils nationwide in Ireland, and they need just four of those to get put on the ballot. Or they need 20 of the current sitting, you know, members of, you know, sort of like Ireland's parliament to approve that and vote for them to be on the ballot. That is a little bit more unlikely because those are sort of more partisan roles. Obviously, they're going to vote for who they want from their party. And the councils are sort of the same way, but there's 291 of them. So all you need is four to get on board with you and vote for you to be put on the ballot. So there is still a chance for Connor to have those four. But like I said, a massive chunk of those councils have been directed by the ruling party to not do that, to vote for the candidate that that party has endorsed or put up. And 20 of the 31 of the councils who are under the ruling party are discussing today. Starting today, they're having meetings about this upcoming election and who they will vote for. So the timing of that is convenient for that, like I said, because the meetings start today. But as I mentioned earlier, The Liberal, which is an Irish newspaper, had a poll on Twitter where almost 60% of the voters voted that they would vote for Conor McGregor if he were to be on the ballot in this upcoming election. And, you know, that's not nothing. Like I said, that shows that, you know, Conor is gaining support with his message. And what is Conor McGregor's platform? What is his message? What is he running on? And his main message is against the mass migration that Ireland has seen over the last several years. Ireland has been at the top or near the top in every metric in terms of mass migration coming to Ireland. We've seen it largely in the UK. I would say the UK would be, you know, at the top of the list of parts of the world that has suffered from this mass migration. There's obviously other parts of Europe as well, Germany being one. But I would say the UK sits at the top of that list of the government not only importing these millions of immigrants, but prioritizing those immigrants and their rights over the ethnic and, you know, the actual Irish or UK citizens that are there. And you've seen this with protests against mass migration where citizens who are actual residents, ethnic residents of those countries, are being arrested for simply voicing their opinions against this mass migration into their nation. And they feel as if they're being replaced. And like I said, those are the folks that are getting arrested. You know, not these immigrants and the crimes that they commit coming into the nation. Nah, it's just the folks that voice their disapproval of this policy. Those are the folks that get arrested and get prosecuted. That is starting to cause some, you know, I wouldn't say hatred. I would say some passionate disagreement with the government of their nations, obviously, because they're prioritizing these newcomers over them, and they don't want to be replaced. And it's clear that that's the case. So that is what Conor McGregor is running on. He's running on this resentment from Irish citizens who are rightfully upset that their government has, you know, had such a policy to bring in these migrants, and they prioritize them over the Irish citizens. If you look at the stats, if the current projections continue in Ireland, in 40 years or so, our ethnic Irish citizens could very well be the minority in their own nation. Can you believe that? In about 40 years, with the current projections, ethnic Irish citizens will be the minority in their nation. Ireland, which is one of the most proud nations on this earth, and Conor McGregor embodied that during his UFC career, where he was fighting for his nation of Ireland during his entire career in the UFC. He's a proud Irish citizen. Whatever you think of Conor McGregor and his controversies, you can't deny that he is very proud to be an Irish citizen, and he loves his country, and he wants to do what's best for his nation, which is why he's putting his neck on the line to run for Irish president. And I think that there are a lot of Irish citizens who hold that belief that they're being replaced and they're tired of seeing it. And they want somebody to speak up for them. And I think that's what Conor McGregor represents. You know, think of Ireland being ethnically replaced. The ethnic Irish citizens, you know, you think of Ireland, you know, it's a proud, you know, you think of gingers, you think of it is a white nation, and they embody certain, you know, values. They're a Christian nation. But yet everybody that is coming into the nation primarily does not embody those same values. You know, a lot of them are not Christian citizens coming into the nation. You know, it's important for Ireland to maintain its identity. And not just Ireland, you know, you look at the same in Germany and the United States. It's starting to, you know, take a reversal, thank God, with this new administration. But Ireland does not want to lose its identity. And I think there's a lot of Irish citizens that are scared to speak out because they know they may be prosecuted. But I believe that there's a big chunk of people who believe and support Conor McGregor and with his platform. So I think, like I said, the Conor McGregor has a cult following, but his message, I think, does resonate with a lot of people of Ireland. And let's talk about the Irish president for a second, too, because there's been a lot of people who claim that the Irish president is sort of just a ceremonial, symbolic figure. He doesn't have as much say in terms of policy to actually, you know, have any sort of control over the government of Ireland, which, you know, on paper is correct. You know, the Irish president is more sort of a figure that does formalities, and they just kind of sign the paper of approval after the prime minister or the government directs him to do something, and he's just sort of the stamp of approval on sort of things, but he can do certain things. The Irish president can offer stuff up to the Supreme Court if he thinks it's unconstitutional. He can be a nuisance. The Irish president can be a nuisance with certain things, although it's not precedent for that to be the case. You know, the Irish president has sort of just gone along with what he's told to do by the prime minister and the government of Ireland. But he can be a roadblock. He can, you know, cause pauses. He can force stuff to go to the Supreme Court. And in the midst of doing so, can voice why he thinks certain policies are not constitutional. And even if he's not successful with the Supreme Court of Ireland, you know, with certain policies that he brings to them to see if they're constitutional, even if he fails in those endeavors, he's garnering support in the midst of doing so. So although, like I said, the president can't do certain things under, you know, unilaterally cause certain things to happen or have his say on certain policies, he can garner support, and Conor's not going to be silent when he's president of Ireland. He's going to speak out his opinions on certain things. He's going to give speeches that may not be, you know, sort of the speeches that the prime minister or the government wants him to give, but I mean, he can give speeches. He can be vocal. And as the president of Ireland, he's going to have a lot of eyes on him. So although on paper, he may not be able to unilaterally, you know, direct certain policies, he can be a roadblock, he can be a nuisance, and he can bring eyes to issues that he wants to be, you know, the vocal point. He can start to turn the tide in terms of, you know, the Irish citizens and what they believe. And if you have a president who is voicing your opinions and the issues that you think are important, that can give Irish citizens the courage to start to, you know, vocally express their own opinions that Conor is expressing himself. And maybe, like I said, Conor in that position, although he may not be on paper, you know, a person that can directly implement the change, he can be a symbolic figure to turn the tide in terms of the public, you know, opinion of Ireland. And that's not nothing. I think the Irish government and the ruling party of Ireland knows that. They know what Conor can do if he's in the position of Irish president in terms of the public opinion. They could start to lose the control that they have over the narrative in Ireland and the thumb that they have over Irish citizens that step out of line if they voice, you know, certain opinions that aren't directly approved by the government on immigration. If you got an Irish president who is directly voicing said opinions that the Irish government does not approve, that will be a problem for the Irish government. They will start to lose control over the narrative. And they know that, which is why the ruling party directly told its council members not to vote for independent candidates. Like I said, I don't think that's nothing. I think that directly shows that they're scared, they're petrified that Conor McGregor may actually end up on the ballot and may actually win. And you know, Conor has gotten some support from Elon Musk on this issue. Elon, the world's richest man, we saw how he directly influenced this past American election. Who knows what, you know, Elon can do to influence this, you know, Irish election? I mean, like I said, the Irish election rules are much different than the American election rules. But who knows? Who knows? Maybe Elon could have some sway somehow. Maybe he can, you know, lobby certain council members. And all he needs is four councils to approve him out of the 291, I believe is the number. Lobby those four. Lobby certain members that you think could actually be lobbied to vote for Conor and get those council members to approve you. Who knows? who knows? You know, like I said, anything can happen. But I think the story here is the fact that the Irish government, the Irish ruling party, is scared of Connor and his message. I think that is the I think that's the takeaway here. I mean, look at the videos that Connor has put up talking about his platform on Twitter and getting hundreds of thousands of likes and millions of views. I think the tide's starting to turn in Ireland. And I think the ruling party is realizing that, oh, we got this outsider coming in that actually has the guts to be vocal. And even if he can't unilaterally do certain things as president, he can voice certain narratives. He can garner support. He can bring eyes to certain issues. He's not going to be a loyal yes sir president. Even if, you know, he's forced to do certain things as president, he's not going to be quiet. He's not going to fall in line. He's not going to push your party narratives, your party talking points. He's going to express his opinion, and he's going to bring eyes to issues. And that terrifies the Irish ruling party, apparently. So who knows? The election is late October. October 24th, I believe, is the election for Ireland. And this week is going to be the beginning of these council members, you know, starting to discuss and potentially vote soon on who they want on the ballot. So this is a very important time. If Connor is going to end up on the ballot for Irish president, this is the time to do so. But even if he doesn't, he very well could be a martyr in this. You know, if Connor is blocked by the ruling party directly from being put on the ballot, that may make him a martyr alone. And people may see that, supporters of Connor and his message may see that as, election interference or sort of a misuse of power. And they may, start to rise up and run for, those positions themselves. And Connor may just be the door that opens for them to do so because they see what happened to him and think that it's wrong and then start to do something themselves. So like I said, that even though this, the Irish presidency is, mostly a ceremonial gig, it's not just ceremonial. There's a lot of, there's a lot of other things that come with it. And although it's symbolic and ceremonial, you can voice your opinion in that role. And even in the midst of, getting blocked on the ballot to run for president, even that could go a long way in terms of the public opinion of the Irish ruling party and what they're trying to do. So I think this is a major story. And I think it's reeks of cowardice of the ruling party to do this. They wouldn't be doing it if they weren't scared. So, and also, like I said, please like and subscribe. Check out our other videos here at Right Side Media. We're a conservative media platform. Check out our other videos. Check out my other videos, Out of Right Field with JP, talking about sports through a conservative lens. And until next time, I'll keep you guys updated on this story. And I'll see you guys next time.